Okay, are there any questions or comments or anything we've covered so far? Okay, you know, one thing about this program is there's not everything here is going to be, you know, exactly applicable to the stuff you're doing. But certainly there's going to be a lot of stuff here that's going to work for you, make you better, professional. And, you know, you need to make notes on the stuff, you know, that looks like it will work. Then you need to start practicing it. You know, it's just like I said in the beginning, you know, I can teach you how to run a saber saw, a circular saw, and so on, but that doesn't mean you're going to be a cabinet maker. You know, to be a cabinet maker, you got to take the tools and you can start working with them. You're going to learn stuff. Hopefully you don't cut your finger off or something, you know, but you're going to make mistakes as you go along. But ultimately, you know, you can get yourself up a level higher. And, you know, we saw all that repeat business stuff there when I showed you the chart, and it was $40,000 worth of profits. Customers are coming back. You know, that's huge. You got to tell them you want them to come back. And so we're going to talk about a concept, the preferred supplier. In every single transaction, there is a preferred supplier. We want to be the preferred supplier. That's what we want to be, the preferred supplier. So we're going to be talking about that too. All righty. Now we're at page 42. And want to do the phone psychology system role play. And, you know, we're just going to take a few minutes here on this. So let's see what we're going to be talking about. Okay, in this one, we're talking about a rig that is out in the ocean off of Houston. Okay, well, let's look at this now. So we're going to switch off. Where was the salesperson on the last one is going to change to be the customer. So the salesperson is to prepare yourself to employ techniques that have been presented so far in the phone psychology section of the course, including the greeting, acknowledgement, fact-finding, solution proposal, and acceptance confirmation. You need to have these steps right in front of you with the words to say. So you might open your book, you know, to those exact pages, you know, so that you can, you know, you can use the greeting and, you know, all the steps. And, you know, if I had a lot of angry customers calling me, man, I'd have that thing, you know, right on my desk so I could flip it down and do the, you know, do them in the right sequence so we don't screw that up, you know. And if you want to make a drawing, or I can put this on the board here, actually. let's see, where are we at? Is that them? I think that's them, yeah. So, I mean, you could put something like this on your desk and then, you know, put, you know, get rid of all these bars and stuff, but put the exact words, you know, just so that if, when you get attacked, you have a tendency to flight or fright, fright or flight takes over. And so you're thinking of, how do I get out of here, you know, and my God, I'm afraid, as opposed to how do I deal with this properly. And so having these kind of ideas right in front of you can help you slow down, get it in the right sequence, and, you know, turn a bad situation into a good situation. If you've got a lot of experience selling on the phone, you know already that when you have an angry customer and you handle them very professionally, they can become an extremely close contact. Because, you know, if there's never any conflict, then you never know what's going to happen. It's how you deal with the conflict that is really the most important thing. Dealing with a calm fashion, professionally, and a sharing thing. Listen, we got a problem. Let's work it out together. You know, that's the kind of thing that is so important. Okay. again, the customer, listen carefully. Be angry about what has happened, but not too difficult to deal with. Make notes on things you liked and so forth. Overview. A left-brain customer is using an HMF marine drilling riser couplings for his offshore rig. And the rig is down because he needs to get an MR6E actuating screw or screws. The rig is off the coast of Galveston, Texas, and he needs them immediately. Items of interest, the customer normally stocks his own spare parts, but he thinks you shipped him the wrong parts because the actuating screws he has on the rig do not fit. So he doesn't know that you shipped him the wrong actuating screws. He thinks that you shipped them. But he might start attacking you with, you know, hey, you shipped me the wrong screws, you know, you got to fix this thing. You know, that kind of a deal. And so he may have shipped you the wrong ones, and that's what he's thinking probably. Although we're not going to question, you know, that we're going to have to handle that, and, you know, and go through this thing, you know, because if I get some information, you know, and after you handle a guy really well, then you might say, is it possible that you ordered the wrong ones? I mean, I don't know. You know, it depends upon how the call goes, and you'll feel that, you know, when you do a good greeting, you do acknowledgement, you do fact finding, and so on and so forth. And the rig costs $10,000 per day when it's down, so the customer is going to be totally free. Mm-hmm. And you have the actuating screws in stock in Houston. That's about 100 miles away from Galveston. So you're going to use this phone psychology process to settle a customer down, help him get the parts he needs, and be willing to overnight them to Galveston at no charge. Now, the customer's objective, you think you were shipped the wrong parts and you were angry, you want to be handled properly, and you need to get these actuating screws to Galveston immediately.